3-1 pitch, swing and a drive. Deep to right field, way up there, way out of here. Goodbye, baseball.
Eight strikeouts for the King tonight and make it 23 consecutive scoreless innings for Felix.
Strike three called on the outside corner, and there it is.
It's time for the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast.
Kyle Seager! That just happened! Thank you very much!
Now, here's your host, Gary Hill.
And welcome back, Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast, at Mariners Pod. It's a great day for the podcast, that's for sure. What a game last night as the Mariners, an incredible win over the White Sox. Another walk-off home run and a season of walk-off home runs. This one was just unbelievable. We're going to talk more about how rare that was. I mean, pinch hit, walk-off home run, just the kind of thing you do not see very often. The Mariners get the win over the White Sox. We have all the highlights in just a moment. We'll get to that and what was an incredible ball game for the Mariners. So they take game one of the series. We'll have the preview of game two tonight coming up in just a few minutes. Josh Kearns is back. A great feature on the Tacoma Rainiers, the relationship between the Mariners and the Rainiers. His features have been outstanding all year, and this is another good one. So that comes up. We're just a handful of days away from Ken Griffey Jr. going into the Baseball Hall of Fame. We have his career highlights coming up at the end of this podcast that I think you'll enjoy. So we start to celebrate. I guess we've been doing it for a while, but we really start to celebrate his career and just days away from going into the Hall of Fame. So that comes up in just a few minutes as well. Also, we're celebrating last night with another ticket giveaway. The response for these has been excellent. I certainly appreciate it. So we're doing it again. So tickets coming up for the next homestand, for a game in the next homestand. All you have to do is tweet Lind to at Gary Hill Jr. Or you can email me. Just put Lind in the subject line. GaryHillPXP@gmail.com. Just Lind. Lind to celebrate the walk-off home run and the win for the Mariners. So at Gary Hill Jr. on Twitter or GaryHillPXP@gmail.com. You have until first pitch tonight to get the tweet or email in. It'll be a random drawing, and the winner will take home tickets to a game in the next homestand. So there you go. Good luck and enjoy. So the Mariners taking on the White Sox game one of the series actually drew some pretty bad luck with the draw of Chris Sale after the All-Star game. This is first start, obviously, since the All-Star game. And Sale, one of the best of the business, not only in the American League, but in Major League Baseball. He is dynamite, one of the best there is. And he was on his game. In fact, the Mariners could just muster one hit against the All-Star.
Swinging a ground ball right back up the middle, a base hit for Franklin Gutierrez. Solid single up the middle, and the Mariners have the tie and run aboard.
Just one hit against Chris Sale. He goes eight dominant innings, one hit, no runs, three walks, and six strikeouts. Meanwhile, the White Sox, they played some long ball against Wade LeBlanc.
Here's a swing and a drive. Straightaway center field. Martin going back, looking up. Goodbye, baseball. Todd Frazier with a two-run home run here in the top of the fourth inning. His 26th of the year, and the White Sox now lead 3-0 here in the fourth.
That's a big blast, and it looked like he was fooled just a touch. He just threw his hands at it.
But LeBlanc did give the Mariners a chance to win this one. He goes seven, nine hits, three runs, one walk, six strikeouts. Gave up a couple of home runs, but a very solid outing for LeBlanc. And he did what I think you have to do against an ace like Chris Sale. He allowed the Mariners to hang around and try and steal it late. I mean, that's always what I think you have to do against a pitcher like Chris Sale. Just hang around, and try and steal it. And that's exactly what ended up happening. The Mariners ended up stealing this one against the White Sox. So it's 3-0 going into the ninth, and the Mariners really had nothing going offensively in this one, just one hit against Sale. The White Sox turn to their closer, David Robertson, and he has really been one of the more consistent closers in the American League the last few years. Really great year last year. Has not been as dominant this year, but still very good. He came into the game yesterday with an 3.22 ERA, and you look at his last 14 ball games, a 1.32 ERA, just two earned runs in his last 13 and two-thirds innings, one home run during that stretch. So he's been pretty good as of late, and it was an inning where a lot of things came together. Obviously, Adam Lynn gets a lot of the attention for the home run for good reason, but a lot of things came together in this inning. It was a Franklin Gutierrez single to start the inning. Robinson Cano grounded into a fielder's choice. Gutierrez out at second, so Cano at first base. Nelson Cruz draws a walk. Deho Lee was on. He struck out, so there's two outs. And Kyle Seager's at the dish, and this one was huge. Obviously, you don't get the home run without the Kyle Seager base hit as he drives in a run.
The 2-1 pitch, swing, and a soft liner into center field, drops in a base hit. Cano running third, heading home. He will score. Mariners are on the board. Down to second goes Cruz. RBI single with two outs for Kyle Seager. The Mariners' hopes are still alive. It's the White Sox 3 and the Mariners 1.
And that set the table for heroics. Adam Lind on the bench against the lefty. Chris Iannetta due up. He's lifted for Adam Lind, who not that long ago hit a game-winning home run against the St. Louis Cardinals. And here he was trying to repeat that feat, this time in a pinch-hitting role. This is backyard stuff right here.
The 0-1 pitch, swing and a fly ball, deep right center field. Back she goes, and this one is going to be gone. Goodbye, baseball. He did it again. Center field, Adam Lind with a pinch hit, three-run home run here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Holy smokes, they are going crazy here at Safeco Field.
Just incredible, a pinch hit walk-off home run for Adam Lind, and the Mariners get the win over the White Sox. Eight innings for Sale, one hit. The Mariners overcome that, and they get the win in game one of this series, 4-3. Now a game above 500 once again, 47-46. And I just marvel at what happened, because it is just not something you see very often with the pinch hit game-winning home run. And the Mariners have seen it twice this year. Adam Lind did it last night. Deho Lee did it earlier this season against the Texas Rangers, against Jake Diekman. I know a game you remember. April 13th, Deho Lee goes deep. The Mariners win that game. But you look through Mariners history, it is just not something that has happened very often. Kendrys Morales did it in 2013 against Oakland, came off the bench and swatted a three-run home run for a walk-off win. Other than that, I can't find another pinch hit walk-off home run in Mariners history. I found three, and two of them have happened this year. It's just remarkable. And for Adam Lind, he's had his share of heroics this year in game-winning home runs. He had the one against the St. Louis Cardinals, which gave the Mariners the win, and the one yesterday against the White Sox. Just unbelievable. He had a couple with Toronto. He had three with the Blue Jays in his career, including one against the Mariners in 2009. So overall, his fifth career walk-off home run. He's had two of them just in the last couple of weeks. So a fantastic win for the Mariners. Here's what Adam Lind, with a little help, had to say after the game about the game winner.
I was waiting to play the game.
Super awesome.
It was, yeah, like he said, super awesome. Don't touch anything.
Are they going to listen?
Sometimes. They know that they probably don't have to right now.
Adam, did you think you had enough? That's one of the deeper
I knew I hit it well, and I hit it true, the backspin. But no, to answer your question, I didn't know if I had enough, but it carried out.
When did you have an idea that you could come in that situation?
I think it was... I think he told me when Cano was hitting. That was when he was like, "You're gonna hit for Iannetta," so I got ready.
How do you get ready?
Just try and relax. I got a lot of the bats against him, so you know, it's not like I went in. Yeah, we got cereal, man. I wasn't, you know, going in like I've never faced him before, so you know, I felt comfortable knowing what type of pitches he had.
And let's go wrong. This team needed something like this, didn't it?
Well, I think you always need something like that. You know, like I said, it's why you play. And, you know, moments like that are the best part of the season.
Scott Service is saying that you guys talked before
the game. Daddy.
Yeah, he gets all the credit.
Daddy, come out.
What a manager.
What did he tell you?
Just, you know, we know you're working, and just continue to do that, and we're going to stick behind you.
So game-winning pinch-hit home runs in Major League Baseball this year. Daeho Lee, the one we talked about, the Mariners against the Texas Rangers earlier this year. Clint Robinson with Washington. They beat Detroit in May. He hit that one off of Mark Lowe, a pinch-hit walk-off home run. Trace Thompson did it with the Dodgers against the Mets, came on as a pinch hitter, and the Dodgers won that one 3-2. And then last night, Adam Lind. Mariners have half of the pinch-hit walk-off home runs in Major League Baseball this year. Unbelievable. Here's what the skipper, Scott Servais, had to say about the ball game.
Scott, you mentioned yesterday Adam Lind kind of been missing his pitches of late. He didn't miss that one.
No, he didn't. You know, it's a crazy game. You know, that's why you play all nine innings and all 27 outs. I give a lot of credit to our guys that hang in there. Chris Sale was Chris Sale tonight. Very, very good. Probably as good as we've seen all year. We hit some balls okay. Not a lot of luck. But then, you know, we're able to get something going in the ninth inning. So, great job to hang in there. You know, it's really easy to give up, say, this isn't our night, and move on. And we don't do that. This club doesn't do that. So, the right guy up at the right spot got a good pitch, and he didn't miss it.
Wade kept you guys kind of there too. He gave up the three runs, but and then got into your bullpen, so kind of stayed there.
Yeah, you know, I thought LeBlanc gave us a good start. That's what he does, you know, getting through seven innings, great. Even though when you're behind like that, you're hoping that you can outlast them and somehow get into their bullpen. So did exactly what we're looking for out of him. You know, he had a couple home runs. Anderson got him and Frazier, but other than that, I thought he threw the ball really well.
What did you say in those at bats in the ninth?
You know, I think the, you know, starts, you know, Goody, you know, Robertson's probably has been a little bit more effective versus left-handed hitters. So we let Goody hit. Nelly gets the walk. You know, Seager fights off a tough pitch. And then, you know, you're hoping, you know, that Adam can come through and get something, you know, that he can drive. And he did, you know, pulled his hands in on a cutter, I assume, and got in a good spot. So really happy, you know, sat down with Adam today for a while and talked with him. And just kind of make sure where he's at mentally. It's not easy. You know, he's a player that's had a lot of success in this league for a long time. And, you know, the struggles, they bother him as much as anybody.
You know, after a tough day like yesterday, to come out and kind of pulling out, and just you play pretty clean. You know, it was one error, but to play better, boy, that's going to make you happy.
Yeah, you know, we played a better ball game, no doubt. The careless error in the last inning didn't make me real happy, but, you know, our guys, like I said, they hung in there, wasn't looking so good, but yeah, like I said, it's why you play all 27 outs. And you keep believing and keep hoping. If you can get the tying run to the plate and then the winning run to the plate, you know, maybe you can get some magic, and we've had that a few times. Believe it or not, I think that was Adam Lind's sixth three-run homer this year. You know, that's hard to do, you know. I think Seager's got just as many, so, you know, we've gotten a lot of big hits.
That part of the park, he sent him to the deep part, and I think it was gone off.
I didn't know, because I don't think he got all of it. There's some that he hits, you know, right away. But you know, we needed that ball to keep carrying, because it was close. I don't think it made it by much.
Obviously, Adam's the big hero of the night, but how clutch was Seager coming in and, you know, getting that RBI of 2 outs?
No, big at bat, you know, no doubt. I'm hoping he can drive a ball or whatever, but he kept himself alive and just get the bat on the ball. And you know, we got a little break. Didn't hit it hard, but hit it in a good spot. And, you know, that's what it takes sometimes.
Sale was as advertised.
Yeah, about as good as it gets. Dominant. He's a special pitcher. There's no doubt. It's a different delivery, different arm slot, and then he's got the pitches to go along with it. You know, he can elevate. He's really tough and a really good competitor on top of that. So, again, a pitcher like that, you're just hoping to keep it close and then hope something big happens late. So we were fortunate.
You guys have been hovering around 500 for a while. Do you feel like this is maybe something that can propel you?
We have hovered. That's exactly what we've done. One over to 500 and kind of back and forth. I hope so. You know, it's certainly, we need it to happen. You have to keep believing in our team, and our guys do, you know, and as ugly as yesterday was, that's the great thing about baseball. You show up and you play again today and you start all over. So nice to get that W.
No doubt about that. Nice to get the W over the White Sox. Wade LeBlanc, too, gets a lot of credit keeping this one close to set the table for what was a dramatic win. Here's what he had to say after the game.
Offense did a great job battling, fighting in the ninth. It's a great game, great finish.
How much of it was the mechanical adjustments that you made since the last start?
Quite a bit, actually. I mean, execution-wise, was a lot better, much better than even the Baltimore game. But you know, just I don't know if it's maybe not getting out there for, I don't know, 11, 12 days since my last start. Just felt a little bit out of sync, but you know, it's just against a big league hitting baseball club, you got to battle. Give your team a chance.
Wade, you're able to limit the damage in that first inning to not let it get to more than just the one run. How important was that?
That was big for me mentally, and you know, I can't speak for the offense, but I feel like for me to be able to get those outs when I need them, not just the first inning, you know, really all seven. It wasn't a smooth game by any stretch. So for me to be able to get through seven, give the bullpen a rest, and you know, give the team a chance to win the game in the ninth, that was, you know, take a lot of positives from it.
How much do you feel kind of mounting pressure with Sale throwing the way that he was throwing and putting up zeros just to keep matching some of those in the later innings?
Well, once you, against a guy like Chris Sale, once you give up that homer in the first, you just kind of want to keep it as close as you can. You know, hopefully his pitch count gets up and they have to bring in somebody else. It's, you know, Robertson's good. I'm not taking anything away from him, but Chris Sale is one of the best pitchers in the world. So to get him out of the game there for the ninth was huge.
And then Adam Lind, the big walk-off home run. So the Mariners take game one of the series, which is huge because game two is not going to be easier. Chris Sale has had a tremendous season and has the name recognition. I don't know if Jose Quintana has quite the same recognition, but he's having the same kind of season. He has been excellent this year, also an all-star, and the Mariners will face Quintana tonight. Wade Miley will take the ball, 6-6, 5.44 ERA against Jose Quintana, another lefty, 7-8, a 3.21 ERA, has been one of the best pitchers in the American League, has been tremendously consistent all year long, so it makes the win last night even more big for the Mariners. Now a chance to take a series tonight. And, of course, King Felix Hernandez will throw day baseball on Wednesday. But a chance to take the series tonight and gather some momentum with Toronto staring at him over the weekend. So there you go. Mariners and White Sox game two tonight. Right now we're going to hand things over to Josh Kearns. Another tremendous feature. Here it is.
It's understandable fans packed the stands Friday night to see Felix Hernandez in action, but it doesn't take the King to get a crowd at Cheney Stadium these days. It's been a beacon for the South Sound since 1960, but especially since a glorious $30 million renovation after the 2010 season, led by a new ownership group headed by University Place native and Wazoo grad Michael Thompson, and president and co-owner Aaron Artman.
Everybody is, you know, within a 20 or 30 mile radius of the park. They come to games. The feedback's instant. And we care deeply about not just the dollars and cents or the product on the field, but how does this stadium, how does the experience become a catalyst for great things in Tacoma? It's been a really fun group to be a part of.
That experience, Artman mentions, is what's drawn fans flocking back to Rainier's games throughout the summer, especially families.
Our core segment of fans outside of the businesses that we sell season tickets and club memberships to and things like that are, you know, young families. And I think it took a while for us to re-earn their trust and credibility that it was a safe, fun, clean, great place to be.
Of course, having the Mariners just up the road doesn't hurt either, with guys like Mike Zunino and Stefan Romero shuttling up and down I-5.
They're great partners. They're very helpful. We each run our own separate businesses, so we compete, especially on sponsorships and suites and more of the premium club memberships. But it's a friendly competition.
The M's and Rainiers have been aligned since 1995, and Mariners assistant GM Jeff Kingston says between the beautiful stadium, the top-notch organization, and the proximity, it's a relationship that greatly benefits both teams.
It couldn't be any better from a logistical standpoint. Allows more flexibility, allows us to pull from a bigger player pool. We don't have to fly a guy in a day in advance. There's no jet lag, so it all works really great.
It's certainly a ringing endorsement for the way the Rainiers are run. When a guy like Felix needs to make a rehab start, the M's are putting the jewel of their franchise in somebody else's hands.
Yeah, and that includes being taken care of for the minute he drives onto that campus, whether it's parking, security, being in the clubhouse, the food that they provide, the baseball mounds, the playing fields, the safety of the players, the fan experience. All that stuff is really important, especially when we send a guy like Felix down there for a AAA start.
But Artman says the Rainiers are never resting on their laurels. The goal is to constantly improve the product on the field and the experience off.
We've reignited that sentiment that the Rainiers are this community asset and this treasure to the region. And attendance keeps growing and all the measurables keep growing. So we're on a nice upswing right now. And I don't think we're at the peak. I think it's going to keep getting better and better.
Having the AAA All-Star game next year will certainly help. Much like last year's U.S. Open at nearby Chambers Bay, once again, the South Sound will be in the national spotlight.
It's time. And we're to a point now with the new stadium, with the fan support we have and the attendance numbers where we know we can put on a great show. But Tacoma has earned this opportunity, and so we want to give it to them. And it's really fun for me personally to be able to show off Tacoma.
And Artman promises the Rainiers will more than roll out the red carpet when AAA's best players come to town. And baseball fans all over the country tune into T-Town thanks to a national broadcast on ESPN next July. I'm Josh Kearns reporting for the Mariners Sunday Magazine.
And the celebration of Ken Griffey Jr. and his Hall of Fame career.
Ken Griffey Jr., welcome to the Hall of Fame.
You know he's got to be nervous. The wind and the 0-1 pitch swung on and a fly ball into deep left center field. Back she goes, and it's off the base of the wall, 375 from home plate. Griffey on its second with a one-out double. Welcome to the big leagues, Ken Griffey Jr. Seattle, this kid's for real.
I saw him as a 17-year-old kid. He came up as a 19-year-old kid.
Swung on and belted deep to left field.
Just electrified everybody.
Swing and a fly ball hit deep into right center field, and Junior going back out, way back to the track. The wall, and makes the catch, splatters into the wall, hangs on to the ball. My, oh my, a great catch by Junior.
Run like a deer, play defense, crashed into walls.
Swung on and a fly ball hit deep into the gap in right center field. The kid on his horse, back to the warning track. The wall makes the leap. The 380 marker, and it's one of the most incredible catches you will ever want to see.
Hit home runs.
Here's the pitch, swinging a drive deep to right center field. There it goes, number 50.
Here comes the 3-0 pitch to Junior. He swings and a high fly ball belted Green to the track, the wall. Number 56, fly away.
Just played with complete abandon, and you could see the joy of playing the game in his eyes.
There goes Joey. The pitch swung on and melted. Deep to right field. The Mariners have done it. Fly away. Junior with a two-run home run. The Mariners win it 9-7. My, oh, my.
Greatest player I've ever seen. Period. Exclamation point. End of conversation.
Father and son taking the field for the first time. Ken Griffey Sr. trotting out to left field. Ken Griffey Jr. trotting out to center field.
And again, the 0-2 pitch to Griffey, swinging a high fly ball deep into left center field. White back to the 1-8 track to the wall. Goodbye, baseball! Ken
Griffey Sr.
He hit his. He touched home plate, and he said, that's how you do it, son. And then I got 3-0. They gave me the green light. And, you know, as a young hitter, 20 years old, you really don't get the green light.
Here's the pitch on the way, swinging a fly ball deep in the left field. Way back. Going back. Goodbye, baseball. They do it. The Griffeys with back-to-back home runs. And the story continues to get better and better and better.
And I couldn't wait to get to the dugout. And he made sure I shook everybody's hand before I shook his. Mm-hmm. And, yep. Yeah. And then we sat down next to each other. He said, he hit me on the leg and said, you know what we did? Yeah, we went back-to-back home runs.
Ken Griffey Jr., athlete.
Hey, Nick, finish. This is a Griffey for President commercial. You know he's running for president, right?
Swung on and belted. Deep to right. Junior has hit number 100. Oh, my.
And the 2-2 pitch to Junior. Swung on and belted. Deep to right field. Back is O'Leary to the track. Fly away, number 200 for Junior.
Fastball at time belted. Deep to right field. Number 400 is on its way. And go.
Hey, get it here, Junior.
Well, all eyes are on this young man right now as he stands in. Griffey 0-2 tonight. And the first pitch from Banks is welcome.
There it goes. See you later. Upper deck. Griffey has tied the major league record. Holy cow, the kid has done it. In 8 consecutive games.
There's nothing he couldn't do on a baseball field, and he did it so gracefully. A wonderful hitter that could hit for average, he could hit for power, he could drive in runs, he could steal a base, he could score from first on a double. Good RBI guy. And then at the same time, you put him out there defensively, and he was as good a center fielder as there was in baseball. He could go from left center to right center. He made a few plays out here that I still can't fathom how he made it.
Slider swung on and a high fly ball hit into deep left center field. Back goes Griffey. He's back to the wall. Makes the leap, and does he make the catch? He does! My, oh my, another Griffey piece of magic as Ken Griffey Jr. takes a home run away from Jesse Barfield.
That swing, that sweet, smooth swing.
Play the game with the joy of a little leaguer. You know, he always had that infectious smile on his face.
Everybody's wearing a backwards hat. It didn't just come from anywhere. I mean, it came from Ken Griffey Jr. doing it in the All-Star games and home run derbies.
Oh, holy cow. That's 4.5. That may have hit the warehouse, and they announce it did.
It's really exciting. You know, it was Ken Griffey Jr. who actually initiated wearing a player wearing number 42 on Jackie Robinson Day, and now they all do. And it's, we love it. My family loves it. It's a great honor to my father.
You have certain guys who have changed the world, and he was one of them. You know, you look at the draft and where kids are coming from, and you know, free agency from all over the world to get opportunity to play baseball. And that would have never happened if he wouldn't have been as strong as he was to not fight and do the things that were necessary for everybody to basically reap the benefits of what he did.
Everything became very natural for him. His swing, his running, his ability to run and catch a ball and throw. It's why, I guess, a long time ago when we played together in Seattle, he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. It was the natural.
And this the final curtain call at the King Dome for the Mariners. From the stretch, Garcia's 1-0 pitch is swung on and hit well to center field. Griffey going back. He's at the track. He leaps, and he makes the catch. Holy cow, he got it. Oh, my. He got it. He took a home run away from Gonzalez. And side retired. One of the better catches by Griffey.
Here's the pitch on the way to Junior. Swinging a drive deep to right field down the line. There it goes. Goodbye, baseball. He did it. Holy smoke, Ken Griffey Jr. with a 3-run homer. Mariners take the lead. 3-2 over the Rangers. Number 377 for Junior. And there go the flashbulbs.
The fans hoping to catch a little bit of the old-time religion right here, baby. With Junior stepping up to the plate, here comes the stretch. And the pitch to Junior on the way. Swing and a fly ball into deep right center field. That baby is going to be fly away.
right down on the knob of the bat, waving that black beauty right out toward Pavlik. Has it cocked, and Pavlik is set. The pitch on the way to Ken Griffey Jr., and it's swung on and belted! Deep to right field! Get out the right, Brett Grandma! It is grand salami time! I don't believe it! One swing of the bat, the first pitch, and Ken Griffey Jr. has given the Mariners a 6-2 lead over the Texas Rangers.
The 2-2 pitch to Ken Griffey Jr. now from Dennis Cook. Here it comes, and it swung on and lined off the glove of the third baseman Ortiz. Here comes Strange. The Mariners win it 5-4. My, oh my! The Mariners are one game back of the California Angels.
And the 0-1 pitch on the way to Edgar Martinez. Swung on and lined out of the left field line for a base hit. Here